Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about the novel called We All Fall Down. This book is amazing. I love it because it's based on the 9/11 attack, and it's a historical nonfiction, and it has some really interesting and sort of not different point of views, but you get to see throughout the characters' eyes how they feel and what's happening. Basically, what happened in the story was Will and his father went to work one day as it was a school assignment. All the students in the class will be going with their parents to work. Obviously, there was no suspicion in this that the next day there would be a terrorist attack on the Twin Towers. So, Will, excited to go, sort of get to know his father a bit more because they weren't really that connected. His father was working all the time and Will at school, and that was a major, like, division line for them, and they just did not, I don't know, Will did not see his father as a father figure. But he went on this field trip. He walked up to the top floor with his father to look at the view, but within 30 minutes, the first plane hit the tower. I think it changed the theme of the book. It changed how I thought the book was gonna end, and sort of my feeling on the characters as well. I was sort of excited for them to, you know, be father and son, but then this sort of happened and I was like, wow, are they gonna be okay? Like, you had some sympathy for the characters, but I think what the author really did was not just sympathy for the characters, but made you understand the actual event and made you understand what everyone was going through during that period. Favorite character would probably have to be Will, the ninth grader, because you saw his character develop a lot throughout the story. At the start, he was sort of a bit of a wimpy kid and didn't really try, and was a bit boring, but I think the author really showed his character development, which was really interesting because by the end he was much more like, okay, no, we have to do this, and he would put his foot down. I think the theme of this novel was probably trust. At the start of the novel, Will didn't really trust his father. He didn't really think of him that much. He wasn't really associated with him. But throughout the novel, various things, very life-changing events, you know, in fear of dying any second. I think the trust sort of just was forced in a way, as he had to trust his father, or else he possibly could have died. I think overall, despite the violence and death, terrorism, that was involved with the novel, it was a very eye-opening fact that so many people can die at one time. And before the novel, I actually didn't really think of 9/11 that much. I just thought that, okay, this event happened. It was horrible, but it never really processed in my mind what those people went through. And the families are still going through today. But I did enjoy this book, and I hope to read the sequel, United We Stand. I would give this an 8.5 out of 10, 8, for the book. I definitely think you would like to read it if you're into, like, sort of the historic non-fiction type novels. I mean, I'm not really into the historic non-fiction, but It was still really good, and I recommend this book. Thanks for listening, and tune back next month for another book report. This was Katie. See you later.